With more and more flying leaps and twists, cheerleading has developed something in common with more traditional sports: injuries. It's responsible for an estimated 20,000 trips to the emergency room every year. And that's prompting calls for more training and supervision. From member station KQED, Deirdre Kennedy reports.
Great sequence again.
On ESPN's National High School Cheerleading Conference, a commentator describes a group of highly synchronized teenagers as they toss each other in the air like acrobats.
Everybody's, they turn to the side. And they're watching them rotate around to the front with full twist dismounts.
Events like this have helped boost the popularity and athleticism of cheerleading in recent years. Supporters say it's become a competitive sport requiring skill, agility, and teamwork. Over the past decade, the number of cheerleaders across the country has grown from 3 million to nearly 4 million. As cheerleading competitions become more popular, so does the pressure on team members to do ever more dangerous stunts. At California Polytechnic University, north of Los Angeles, 20 young women are coached by a fellow cheerleader as they practice a new move called a basket toss.
When you're up there, you need to feel confident to do your motions, or else, like they said, your face is going to look like you don't know what you're doing, and that's what everyone's going to see out in the stands.
And it looks like you're falling.
The girls doing the stunts have good reason to be terrified. They're using their fingers to catapult another girl into the air. She performs a somersault and lands on their hands. They have no protective equipment to soften what could be a 15-foot fall. Squad captain Lauren Bennett says her team is aware of the risk, but it just makes them work harder to nail the stunts.
With the funding that we get from the school, we don't have enough to pay for mats or to get anything like that or to get a special room. It's actually almost better because if people have the fear of hitting the ground and hitting something hard, they're less likely to come down, and it makes people spot a lot more and make sure that they're not going to hit the ground.
They may not hit the ground, but they can slam into another girl's head, arms, or fingers, tearing ligaments and breaking bones. These young women have been lucky so far. Their injuries have been mostly nosebleeds and a few ankle sprains. But such flying stunts are the kind that lead to the most serious injuries, says Palo Alto pediatrician Dr. Sally Harris.
If you look at what are called catastrophic injuries in sports, those that usually to the head and neck that cause either death or paralysis, over half of them in girls come from the sport of cheerleading.
Those catastrophic injuries are relatively rare, 2 or 3 a year nationwide. But those injuries are completely avoidable, says Harris, who delivered a report on cheerleading injuries to the American Academy of Pediatrics last year. She blames the lack of proper training on what she calls the sport's second-class status.
It's not recognized how cheerleading has changed, so they don't get the services and support that the other athletic teams are getting.
Few schools treat cheerleading as anything more than a do-it-yourself extracurricular activity with no emergency preparations. Several schools have responded to injuries by simply banning dangerous partner stunts like the basket toss. That's not fair, claim cheerleading boosters.
If they're going to take out partner stunts in cheerleading, then they should certainly take out tackling in football.
Jim Lord is the head of the American Association of Cheerleading Coaches and Advisors. He doesn't think the injury rate is that high compared to traditional sports like football, which send 500,000 young men to emergency each year. The real problem, he says, is that most cheerleading squads are supervised by non-sports teachers or by their peers.
Once you start by having a qualified coach in place, then you have someone that is there that can, you know, assess the skills of the athletes, determine what things they should be doing, and stop them from doing things that they're not ready to do yet.
The Cheerleading Association says as coaching improves, so will cheerleading's reputation as an athletic activity. There are signs that the sport is gaining credibility. Over the past 5 years, about 300 colleges have started offering partial or full scholarships to cheerleaders. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Francisco.